You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Plenty of our listeners are happily in a committed relationship. Plenty of others are single and not looking. And then plenty of others are single and definitely looking. And the interesting thing is that age doesn't even matter. We've got people in their 20s listening who are single, never been in maybe a really full-time committed relationship. We've got people who are back in the dating scene after being married for many years. So this article was interesting because it's talking about the three-date rule. Now, Jerry, you know about the traditional three-date rule.
Yeah, probably. Date number three is when you get your freak on, supposedly. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable enough to do that with each other.
But
that's not
this? This is not this. This article talks about the first three dates not having anything to do with that kind of physical activity. There's okay. Other physical activity, but not that. And I wanted to talk about this because I wanted our listeners to sound off on some of these ideas. So what they're doing is they're mentioning three dates so that you get to know someone. Like, I don't know, how long did you and Nicole date before you felt like you knew her pretty well? Couple dates, first date, five.
Sure. I mean, this doesn't really work for me because we were friends for a couple years beforehand, so mm-hmm. I kind of knew who she was and what she was all about. But okay. Sure, let's say two, three, four dates. Really start knowing.
See, that makes sense to me. So what jumped out to me was the first date, and I'm going to tell you what they recommend after I tell you what they say you shouldn't do on a first date. And I got to admit, this is going to not sit well with some people. They said, do not do a coffee date as a first date.
Okay. Was there reasoning behind
why?
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they say there's no romance in it at all. And what it does is it gives off a business vibe. They say it
sure.
also implies that the date will be short. And who wants to get all dressed up for coffee?
I will agree / disagree with that one. I agree that it shouldn't be a coffee date at, I hate to say it because I'm a fan, I've got a cup in front of me right now, mm-hmm. Starbucks. I don't think you should go to a Starbucks, but if you can find a little off the beaten path mom and pop shop with a comfy mm-hmm. couch and kind of a cool vibe, mm-hmm. that's fine, I think. I don't think you go to a big corporate coffee place, though.
Yeah, I like the word, they use the term businessy.
Yeah, because that's what it is. Everybody's on their laptop making deals and having job interviews.
The other one they said is do not accept a walk as a first date, because we've heard a lot of people say that. Oh, first date, we went for a long walk. They say it's hard to determine if you have chemistry with someone when you're walking side by side with them and not sitting across from them to see their reactions, facial expressions, mannerisms. I don't disagree with that, really.
I think that one's BS.
You think that one's BS?
We're,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something interesting to that. Like, it's in the same category of why I've always said never go to a movie on your first date, because you're just sitting there staring up at a screen together. You're not looking at each other, which I think you should do to get facial cues.
You're looking at each other on a walk. The bad thing about the walk is it gives me murder, death, kill vibes. If I was a young lady, I don't think I'd want to go on a random long walk with a stranger that I don't know. But again, going back to Nick Neck, I mean, we worked together, and one of the things that kind of sparked us is we would go out for our daily walk. There was a little lake by her office, and mm-hmm. we'd go walk the lake with each other and get to know each other.
Sure, though they are advising for a first date, no coffee date, no walk, but instead to actually do go get a bite to eat. They say it could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on your schedule. But by doing this, it allows you the opportunity to sit across from someone, which is important, engage in interesting conversation, listen to their answers, but also observe their actions, gauge their reactions, and
see their eating style.
That, and see how they interact right away with servers and other people. Kind of interesting.
Okay, all right.
Let's move on to date number two. Date number two, they want activity, physical or creative. They say it gives you a chance to see your date in a different setting and to let each other show off your skills. A great launching pad for conversation. You want to know some of their recommended physical
axe throwing? Is axe throwing on there?
Well, close. They said escape rooms, which I know you're
of. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I've only been to one escape room, and it was a hoot. It was so much fun. They said this kind of second date gives you insight into your date's intellect, survival skills, and competitive spirit. You'll get a better sense of how they handle pressure or stress.
All right.
Interesting. Another one is bowling. They say because it's not the most physically straining sport, but it's accessible to most people. You can wear a cute outfit.
You can drink and have beers.
Yeah. They say you'll see how your date performs, handles losses and wins, how they treat your failures and successes.
The only downside is each game of bowling costs about $150 now. That's the only downside to that.
That's expensive anymore.
It's very, very expensive.
And then they also throw in a third one. Your second date could be a create something together. And I don't know. They mentioned
cocktails
and canvas and stuff like that.
Along the bowling lines, I think one of those like pinball slash video game places would be kind of fun that are kind of retro.
I'll go to an arcade.
Like that 1UP place or something. That would be kind of fun.
That's a pretty good
idea. Back in the day, Funplex would have been an awesome place to go hang out at.
Yeah.
May it rest.
Go play putt-putt.
Sure.
And then the third date. Third date is a chance to see this person in a more romantic setting. Romance is hard to define, but it should be a one-on-one experience and have an extra flair of romantic effort.
Sure.
Maybe you love the ocean. It's a date planned at the aquarium. Okay. Maybe you're a sucker for a view. It's a date planned with a stunning skyscraper or views. I guess you could go up to... Can you still go up to Lookout Mountain, or have they
just not at night? You can't go up at night.
Candles, flowers, chocolates, all an easy
win. A fancier dinner, probably.
Right. Great conversation topic for the third date is to actually talk about love languages. I think that's... I don't know how I feel about that on third date.
My love language is gifts. What did you bring me?
Third date is a time to assess the level of effort your date is putting in, your level of chemistry, and whether or not you would introduce this person to your friends.
By day three. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Because now you're starting to like, all right, we're gonna mix worlds now after date three.
Now, normally this kind of stuff, this was not in like Cosmo magazine or anything like that. It was a different publication that I'd never heard of. But normally we hear some of these things and we reject most of their suggestions. And I don't feel like we rejected most of these.
I was fine with date two and three. The first date I had some issues with, but yeah, overall, I think this all seems pretty spot on. I mean, I haven't been on first dates in 22 years now, 23. I mean, I can't imagine the stress and anxiety of having to do it now and what to do properly and...
You know what? This was another area, because you're right. I mean, most people see that first date as so stressful and all that. I don't. It's once again where I was a major weirdo, and I always loved first dates. It was, I don't know, it was an exciting, out of your comfort zone, in an awkward setting for people, but there was something that gave me a charge. And while most people get all nervous about it, I was always, all right, this will be fun. Maybe why I had so many of them.
Right.
So like, I like first dates.
Playa!
No.
Some recommendations came in from some people that went on some pretty cool first dates. Amber says, I highly recommend taking a walk in the botanical gardens. She says, great one-on-one time. I did it with my then boyfriend. Only downside was the humidity wreaked havoc on my hair. She had big old Texas hair by the time she was done. Alan wrote in and said, I took my now wife to one of those trampoline places on our first date. We had a blast. We laughed so hard on the first date. She always raves about how unique it was and how we were able to be ourselves right off the bat.
You know, that's a great idea, but at the same time, it only works with the right people.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
There are some people you could suggest that, and they are going to try to find a way of getting out of the date. So you got to find the right person with that type
of... Who doesn't have bad knees.
Yeah, or that kind of mentality about doing that kind of stuff. That's a great idea. Danette says, I have to disagree with the no going on a walk suggestion. I think it allows you to see them in several ways. Their fitness, their ability to observe other things, and their conversation skills without a TV screen around like at a bar or coffee shop. All true.
One of the most unique little things that we have in our house is a, like I said before the break, Nicole and I used to go for walks around a workplace that we worked at, and we grabbed a leaf off one of the trees that was shaped like a heart, and it is still framed in our house. We framed the leaf
I think that's
from where
sweet.
We went on our walks. It's very special. Yeah.
Did you put a little date on it and everything?
So we wrote the date on the back of it. Yeah, on the, well, not on the leaf, but the frame.
On the back of the frame. Jolie says, I agree that first dates are exciting. I was talking about how I used to love first dates, and some people think that's weird. She goes, I agree first dates are exciting. I had a goal. Listen to this, Jer. I had a goal in 2019 to go on 36 first dates. I figured 3 a month was good. Let me interject here. We had somebody on the show ages ago who was going on, was it 100 dates in a month?
I don't remember.
At least 50.
Yeah, she had the
50.
Spreadsheet and everything.
She had a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Like she would go to a lunch with someone, coffee with someone else, and maybe dinner with someone else all in one day.
She's busy.
And she was like, I'm going to make it happen. And damned if she didn't.
I think she just liked free meals and free coffee personally, but
Jolie, back to Jolie. She's going to go on 36 first dates in 2019. She says, I met the guy I ended up marrying on date number 19 and I still went on the other 17 before I came back to him and explored the relationship. We got married in 2022.
That's good. Yeah, you still got to explore.
That's really nice. I'm wondering, we need Jolie right back because I want to know if she told everyone, hey, I am on a mission this year. I'm doing 36 first dates. Does she tell all of them and maybe even assign them a number? You are lucky number 11.
Don't get them mixed up.
You are number 24.
You got to make notes on who 24 was and who 8 was.
Actually fantastic.